Okay, good morning, everybody. It's always wonderful to say good morning through our learning together. So we're up to Mizmor Tesvav. The first time around in this Mizmor, I think I pointed out one of the things that I like to say is that the Gemara in the end of Masech Makos says, of course, there are 613 mitzvahs, but you could distill them down into some basic categories. So this is one of the stops on the train, so to speak. The Gemara eventually comes to one and says, you could say the whole Torah is about v'tzadik b'emunaso yechya, righteous person lives by faith. If you wanted to distill it to three, you have the pasuk in Micha, yigidacha ben adam matov ma'ashem darish mimcha ki masos mishpat v'avas chesed v'atznei alecha sim elokecha. So the Gemara says a little bit before that, a little bit earlier on in the train, that David HaMelech was able to distill the Torah into 11 basic categories that we have in Mizmor Tesvav. Mizmor la David Adonai miyagar be'alacha miyishkan b'har kodshecha. So we also like to say, miyagar be'alacha is a visitor, is like a b'lashon ger. He's there for just a quick visit. So sometimes people, spiritually, they can reach a certain high, but they don't necessarily have the staying powers. So we're interested, miyishkan Behar Kodshacha, who can really live there, who can dwell there. So we have the following 11 categories, and I just want to focus on one of them today, because I think it's really Meinyana Diyoma, it's something so important for all of us to think about. Holech Tamim, a person who's like Avraham Avinu, Hisalech Lefanai Ve'yei Tamim, so category 1, Upoel Tzedek, a person who takes justice very seriously, V'dover Emes Bilvava, we'll come back to that, a person who's very, very honest with themselves. That's what we always strive to be, not just honest with other people, but are we being honest with ourselves about our conduct, about our choices? That's what the Cheshbon HaNefesh is all about. So that's number 3, Lo Argala L'Shono. 4, is careful about his language. Lo Asa L'Re'ehu Ra'a. Number 5, he doesn't harm anybody. V'cherpa Lo Nasa Al Kirovo. With respect to family in particular. Number 6, Nivza Be'ena Av Nimas. A person who is a Rasha, is repudiated by him. He doesn't affiliate himself with Rishayim, no matter what ancillary benefits he might get. But Ohavei Hashem Seinu Ra, as we say, there's a certain bright line that we can't cross. Number 7, Ve'asirei Hashem Yechabed Eid Nishba La'ra Ve'lo Yamir. 9, that when he makes a commitment, he honors that commitment. No matter how it's going to turn out for him, nishba lahara velo yamir kaspa lanasan b'neshech. Number 10, right, that he doesn't try to make money off of ribbis, v'shochad al naki lo lakach, he doesn't engage in any corruption, oseila lo yimot li'olam. So clearly the overall theme, the motif of the tilam in so many different ways is just honesty and integrity, is yashrus. But dover emes belvavo really stands out. So the Gemara Masachta Baba Basra that references Rav Safra, and he too is referenced in the Gemara in Masech Makos. I'll give you the case. The case is a situation where a person who's a chaver, a person who's very careful in their observance, is considering purchasing a yerek, a vegetable, from somebody who's a little bit less careful. That's a situation that we call demai in halacha. Demai comes from a conjugation of two words, demai. We're not exactly sure. We have a rov, we have a majority, rov ameyar etz ma'asrinheim, that they separate their tithes properly, but there's a miut, there's at least a certain percentage of them that are not so careful. And in halacha, that's a very serious issue. Not to separate tithes renders food tevel. Tevel is even worse than eating basar b'chalav or nevela. That's an iser misa b'dei shamayim. It's an iser chamur. So we have to be very, very careful about that. So when it comes to demai, we can give demai to aniyim. We can rely on the rov. But generally speaking, we're very careful to separate trumos and maisers even from demai. But that's only once you acquire it. So the Gemara says in Baba Basra and Daf Peches, Tanu Rabbanan, halokeach yerek min ashuk, if you're just buying it from a shuk, not from any special reputable place. So if he's just sort of investigating, so that's not considered an acquisition, and he's not mechuyav in trumos u'maiser. So lo nischayev u'maiser. Gamar belibo liknoso kanav nischayev u'maiser. So this is a very strange line in the Gemara. The Gemara says once he decides that he wants to acquire it, so then he's actually chayev in Meiser. So the Gemara has a few lines, and then it comes back to this idea. What do you mean, gamar b'libo? We have a principle, min halacha, devarim shebalev, lo havi dvarim, that until you actually finalize a kinyan, There's a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish when that happens, when you transfer the money or when you actually take possession. But be that as it may, everybody agrees that if you just have an internal commitment to purchase it, you've decided for yourself before you even took out your wallet, that's not generally a standard that's used in halacha. Gamar b'libo liknoso. So the Gemara says, "Atum yishum the Gamar b'libo liknos kanav in ischay b'meiser samar voshaya hacha b'yarei shamayim askinan." We're talking about a yarei shamayim, Gigon Rav Safra, dekiyim b'nafsho v'damver emes b'lvavo, that he held himself to the standard in business, that if he had already made up his mind, he considered that to be a kinyan, even though he wouldn't be deceiving the other person. He never said anything to the other person, but it would be self-deception. He would be going against what he was gomer belibo. So Rashi, the Rashbam in Baba Basra, we don't have Rashi, the regular Rashi. To a certain point, we have the Rashbam. His grandson came to finish his commentary on the Masechta. We should all be zocha to have a commentary on a Masechta and have a grandchild is able to finish our commentary. The Rashbam learned Bechavrusa with his grandfather for 25 years. Rashi lived from 1040 to 1105, and the Rashbam was much, much older than his younger brother, Rabbeinu Tam, who was born in 1101. So he barely knew his grandfather, Rashi. He probably had some childhood memories. The Rashbam was much, much, much older than that. He was born in 1085, so he was 20 years old, and Rashi passed away. So he had plenty of time to learn B'chavrusa with his grandfather. So in any event, he finished his grandfather's commentary on the Masechta. So he writes as follows. Who was this Rav Safra? V'kari kriyat shema v'amalei ha'ugavra havli iskach b'kach b'kach ma'os. So the person who didn't realize that Rav Safra was reciting the kriyat shema, so he said, I'm going to give you, I don't know, $100 for a particular item. V'savra d'mishum miyodamim havashasik. So he thought Rav Safra was not answering him because Rav Safra didn't think it was a good deal. So he keeps on upping the ante. V'hello damim merubim, $200, $300, $400, however long it took Rav Safra to finish the kriyat shema. L'achot filasa l'aretz l'kabel al b'miyod ma'os ha'rishonos mishum d'gabar b'libo l'aknoso b'kach. So Rav Safra went back to him and said, absolutely not. I would have agreed to the 100. I was just reciting Shema. So in that case, right, you could say maybe it would be like a certain kind of deception of the other person because, you know, there was another person who had erroneously drawn a conclusion. Our case is even more. Hachanami Gabi Meiser came unto Yare Shemaim, who came unto Gabar Belibo, Zaka Bechach, Venis Chayev Mecher, Vechimachziro, Kechozer Mocher Lodami. And that's why he's ready Chayev and Meiser. At least he held himself accountable to Meiser at that level. So we see here from the example of Rav Safra, the Gemara describes as the quintessential Yarei Shamayim, the full measure of what integrity is all about. That a person, it's not just a question of, you know, can anybody else say that I deceived them? But a person has to be 100% honest with themselves. And if a person knows that they're going to do something, and then they see somehow that they could get a benefit by concealing or whatever, whatever the benefit that would accrue to them would be from pretending that that wasn't the case. So a person would not be living up to this very extraordinary midah of Rav Safra of Vidover Emes Bilvavo. So as I mentioned before, it's a menyana diyoma. It's very important, in terms of everything that's going on. That the basic idea of just the ashras of integrity, of honesty, and not doing things because we think that they're going to help advance our interests, but doing the right thing simply because it's the right thing to do. And vidover emes bovava, we have to answer to ourselves. And we have to answer, as the Gemara says, hacha b'yarei shamayim askinan. We have to answer in terms of Yiras Hashem. And that's, we're just reading Sefer Shmos, not the very beginning, Parshios. It's one of my favorite sections of the entire Torah. The Torah just says simply, why did the Mialdos do the right thing? Why didn't they give in to the demands of the dictator? It says they recognized a very simple truth. V'atirenaha Mialdos eso alukim v'lo asu kasher diber alihen melech mitzrayim. It wasn't because they weren't afraid. They were very afraid. They had every reason to expect they'd face terrible consequences. But they had Yiras Shamayim. They feared Hashem more than they feared any man. And that's exactly what our Gemara says. Hacha b'yarei shamayim maskinat gigon Rav Safra tekiyim b'nafshe v'dover emes b'lvavo. Radical integrity comes from extreme Yiras Shamayim. The person realizes that they have to answer to somebody who is a bochen klayos valev. So it changes our perspective on what our standards of integrity can be, whatever standards of integrity should be. Everybody have a wonderful day.